is my year of breaking limits. Please, let's lift up our voice and worship the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the honor. Magnify the name of the Lord this morning. If you are happy to be in the presence of God this morning, lift up your voice. Let God hear the voice of your appreciation, the voice of thanksgiving, returning the glory back to him. Say, thank you, Jesus. You slept and you awoke this morning because the Lord God sustained you. Lift up your voice and magnify his name. Give him all the praise and glory. Thank God for all the great and mighty things the Lord is doing upon your life. Appreciate him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Thank him for the grace. Thank him, oh God, for all the great and wonderful things the Lord has been doing upon our lives. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory for the impartation yesterday. We thank you for the encounter we had in yesterday's service. We give you all the glory. Let's lift up our voice and worship the name of the Lord. Let's bless his name for the word that came powerfully our way. Let's thank him for the grace that is upon us, the zeal of God that is eating us up, consigning the activities and the things of the kingdom. Let's say, Father, we thank you. Let's give him all the glory and honor. And this morning again, let's tell him that, Father, we have come before you. The Bible said you have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Therefore, we know we have come to meet with you upon this mountain of change. Father, meet us at the point of our needs. Father, change our stories for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Upon this mountain this morning, let us be transfigured. Let us experience your change in the name of Jesus. If somebody pray that prayer, lift up your voice and tell God what you desire this morning. That Father, by your word, visit me this morning. I don't want to return the same way I came. The Bible said the entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding. I desire the entrance of your word this morning. Father, send your word my way. The Bible said you sent forth your word healed and your word delivered. I desire that word that will settle every situation of my life this morning in the name of Jesus. I don't want to return the same way I came. Early will I seek thee. My first tasted for thee. Jesus, meet me at the point of my need this morning. I don't want to return the same way. Thank you, mighty Jehovah, because your word is coming with power this morning to settle every situation of my life. Thank you, mighty Jehovah. I give you all the glory for the encounter I will experience today. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. A better amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
You are Yahweh, 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 Alpha. The praise. My provider, the mercies that never run dry.
Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. Somebody celebrate Jesus for the gift of life. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, it is with much pleasure that I praise your name. Jesus, Jesus, it is with much pleasure that I praise your name. Jesus,
Jesus,
sing Jesus, Jesus with much pleasure we praise your name. Jesus, we lift you
Jesus,
up, we praise your name. Sing Jesus, lift you up, hallelujah. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Jesus, Jesus, with much pleasure we praise your name. Jesus, Jesus, it is with much pleasure that I praise your name. Sing Jesus,
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 we praise your name. Hallelujah. Jesus.
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 Give him all the praise.
Give
him all the praise. Give him all the praise. Give him all the praise.
Jesus.
Jesus. We'll lift you up. We must praise you. We'll lift your name on high. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
I love to call your name, Jesus. Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Clap those hands to Jesus. Clap those hands. Lord, we give you all the praise.
Jesus,
Jesus,
it is in my prayer that I praise your name.
I call him the Bobadika to your father, the Bobadika.
I
call him the Bobadika to your father, the Bobadika. I call him the Bobadika to your father, the Bobadika. Somebody call him. I call him. We call him. We call him. Jehovah Shammah. Nisi. Man of all. I couldn't achieve. I call him. Abubadike. Jehovah Jireh. Abubadike. I call him. Abubadike. Jehovah Jireh. Abubadike. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It is my year of breaking limit. Please, let's have a seat. We shall be praying this morning. Father, grant every winner supernatural utterances that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them all through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Let our amen be louder. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 37 and 38, paraphrase, now when they had this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of apostles, what shall we do? Now let's be on our feet as we begin to pray this morning. Father, grant every winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every soul as we reach out to them all through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Somebody is praying this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsoul, every unsaved soul, as we reach out to them all through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you grant every one winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them all through this operation, 10 for Christ 2020. Let God hear your voice of intercession this morning. You are praying for yourself. You are praying for everyone. Father, grant everyone winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them all through this operation, 10 for Christ 2020. Let your voice of intercession come alive by asking, Father, grant everyone winner supernatural utterance that will prick the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them in the name of Jesus. Throughout this operation, grant everyone winner supernatural utterance that will prick the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them all through this season. Let God hear your voice. Pray more, pray some more. Let your voice go up to the Lord. Father, this morning, we ask that you prick the heart of every unsaved soul on our harvest field all through this Operation 10 for Christ 2020. In the name of Jesus, this morning, let your voice rise up to the Lord. Let him hear your voice. You are praying. You are praying in faith. You are praying with intensity. Let God hear you. Father, this morning, we ask that every one winner grant us supernatural utterance that will prick the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them all through this Operation 10 for Christ. You want to pray that prayer in the spirit. Why don't you go ahead and begin to intercede? Pray some more. Lord, today we ask for utterances. Lord, we ask, Lord, grant us supernatural utterance that prick the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them all through this operation, 10 for Christ. Zeziata inglatelos bebradelo langlatelo zizi abradezi glata leri ambradozitaya. Grant us utterances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let God hear you. Let him hear you this morning. Pray for yourself. Pray for others. Babelozi blado leglatelo ziataya. Why don't you begin to also thank him for answers to our prayer? Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we...
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be upstanding again to pray, and we are going to be saying, Father, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstones, thereby silencing them forever. Psalms 11, verse 6, the word of God says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstones, and an horrible tempest, this shall be of their cup. Rise unto your feet with me this morning, and let's begin to pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire,
and brimstones, thereby silencing them forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our God and our Heavenly Father, we are praying this morning, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members. Rain upon them snares, fire and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, your word says upon the wicked, you shall rain. Upon the wicked, you shall rain snares, you shall rain fire and brimstones with terrible tempest. Father, honor your word and release upon these agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members snares, fire and brimstones, thereby silencing them forever. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the God of vengeance, and you have promised that you will avenge your children speedily. In the name of Jesus, we are standing on the authority of your word, calling unto you as a church and as individuals this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire and brimstones, thereby silencing them forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, are you praying this morning? Let the heavens hear your voice. Call on the Almighty God with confidence and boldness this morning. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members. Rain upon these wicked souls, snares, fire and brimstones, thereby silencing them forever. Silence them forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you said they shall surely gather, but not by me. And whosoever gather against you, they shall fall for your sake. Let the earth open and swallow them. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever they are gathering against this church and her members, let the heavens open and let there be snares, fire and brimstones, thereby silencing them forever. None of them shall escape judgment today. None of them shall escape judgment today. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, hear our prayer this morning as we call upon you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we know you can never fail. It is a promise that you made. Upon the wicked, you shall rain snares. Upon the wicked, you shall rain fire. Upon the wicked, you will release brimstones with terrible tempest. Lord, let it be this morning. Let it be, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You can pray in your understanding and pray in the spirit this morning. But let your heart be focused. Let this prayer be coming from the depth of your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lerukataya bradelebos, ezuzia gaga, ekasalia, ebrandoli ketokata, kaskaliandos bradolia, iluta, erusika gozia, landelebolo godozia, epapa. Almighty God, reign upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares and fire, silencing them forever. Thank you, Almighty God, in Jesus' precious name. We
everyone on the harvest field all through this month into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping in the harvest. Can I hear a louder amen? Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 15 says, behold, I will make you a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills to be as chaff. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray fervently this morning. Father, turn everyone on the harvest field all through this month into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping in the harvest. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered on this mountain this morning. Lift up your voice. Father, turn everyone on the field all through this month into a sharp threshing instrument, into a sharp threshing instrument, into a tool of harvest for the effectiveness in reaping in the harvest. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, I pray, turn everyone on the field all through this month into a sharp threshing instrument. Lord God Almighty, everyone on the field, oh Lord, Father Lord, they shall win souls. Everyone on the field, Father Lord, they shall bring souls into the kingdom and into the church by reason of them being a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest. Lift up your voice as you pray to your Father. Lift up your voice. Everyone that ventures out on the harvest field, Father Lord, they shall be effective. They shall be effective. Lord, you shall turn each and every one on the harvest field all through this month, Father Lord, into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping in the harvest of souls. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Pray expecting answers. Father, turn everyone on the harvest field this month into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness. For effectiveness in reaping in the harvest. Father, we pray, let everyone on the harvest field be effective. Let everyone on the harvest field return with souls. Souls that shall appear in church this coming Sunday. Father, Lord, souls that shall be settled in church all through this year and beyond. Father, we ask, do so by turning each and everyone into a sharp threshing instrument. Lord, turn everyone on the harvest field into a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, oh Lord. Father, Lord, for effectiveness in reaping the harvest. Lift up your voice. Pray your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. There shall be no wasted labor. Father, everyone on the harvest field shall become a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth for effectiveness in reaping in the harvest. Having teeth for effectiveness in reaping in the harvest. Somebody lift up your hand right now. Begin to appreciate God, because you yourself, you are becoming an.
It is my year of breaking limit. We will yet rise up to pray. This time we are saying, Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let no evil occurrence, and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. A louder amen. Amen. Zechariah 2 and verse 8, the scripture says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, for he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eyes. Please, let's rise and let's pray together. Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the name of Jesus Christ, that is our prayer line this morning. So let's engage with it with all of our hearts. Almighty God, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord must hear your voice on this prayer point this morning. The Lord must hear your voice on this prayer point this morning. Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wherever any of our assembly is located across the globe, Jesus, defend us. Defend us. And let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year 2020 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Almighty God, defend all our assemblies worldwide. Jehovah, defend all our assemblies worldwide. And let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord God of heaven, we pray this morning. We ask that you defend all our assemblies worldwide. And let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the same way the mountains are round about Jerusalem, let it be, Almighty God, that your hand will surround us wherever we are located. Worldwide, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there shall be no evil occurrence anywhere in any of our assembly throughout the year 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Your voice must register this morning. Your voice must register this morning. Oh, Lord God of heaven, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Jesus, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we forbid any form of attack. We forbid any form of evil report in any of our assemblies worldwide this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, therefore, Lord God of heaven, defend all our assemblies. Defend all our assemblies worldwide. And let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God of heaven, rise up on the behalf of this church worldwide and defend us. Defend us. Defend us in the daytime. Defend us in the night season. And let there be no evil occurrence in any of our churches worldwide throughout the year 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be, O Lord God. Let it be, O Lord God, that your mighty hand will defend all our assemblies across the globe, and there shall be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year 2020. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's power the prayer in the language of the Spirit. Lord, we look unto you for your impregnable defense all around our churches across the globe throughout the year, and there shall be no evil occurrence anywhere in the name of Jesus Christ. Every assembly will dwell in safety in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands to him. Give him thanks this morning. Father, we give you praise.
Saying, Father, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Make it louder. The book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 41, paraphrase. Now when this was noised abroad, multitude came together, and they that gladly received the word, they were baptized, and about 3,000 souls were added to the church. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Lift up your voice and let us pray this prayer with all fervency of the Spirit. Father, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, engage the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Say, Father, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we pray, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ,
Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning. Pray with all confidence. Pray from the depth of your heart, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your acts in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has done it before. He can do it again. We are asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with passion and pray with fervency. Father, we are asking, O Lord, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Pray from the depth of your heart. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad in the mighty name of Jesus, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, we call upon you this day. We pray, O Lord, let your act in this church be noised abroad in the name of Jesus, just like the day of Pentecost. And we are asking, O Lord, let that result in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church in this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father and our God, we are praying unto you this day. Cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with all confidence of the Spirit. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad. In the name of Jesus, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Li para kandeka ande kerebra la katozia ma keke kerobra la katozi etoko kekerebra gada maresia gadambo e kere kandeka resia galabonde. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church this year. Lift up your voice, power that prayer in the Spirit, pray it in your understanding. By all means, be sure that prayer is connecting to heaven. Le pare kande ke embre ke ketuza ma ke kare sakataya re para kande pre ketozia. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your heart in this church be noised abroad. Lift up your hands and give in thanks. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. At this point, we shall be rising to present our own desires and kingdom targets before the God that answers prayers. In Psalms 118, verse 5, the Bible says, I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. I believe as we call upon the Lord this morning, we too shall break limits. Rise with me, go before the Lord confidently, presenting your personal desires and kingdom targets, expectant of answers from the Lord. Let's rise in thanksgiving right now, appreciating God and perfecting our prayers with thanksgiving. Thank you, Tonsham Bragalata Zizani, Brago Palatia Lada Bradadantada. You believe God answers prayers. Why not lift up your hands with me and lift up your voice in appreciation, celebrating Him? Father, receive all the glory for hearing us again this morning and setting us in our large places. Receive all the praise in Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. A big hand to Jesus and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. In this covenant of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. We shall be blessed as we do so. Number one, career stagnation over. Amen. I have been stagnated for the past 12 years. All efforts to effect a change proved abortive. I did business, it did not work well. I looked for a job, but no way out. Then I served in the units, evangelized, and observed daily prayer as instructed by the church, and also served in a statutory unit. In the midst of this, God asked me to relocate to Lagos. As I relocated, I continued serving for a job. Suddenly, I applied for a job in which God asked me to pray some prayer from the Vengeance Prayer Bulletin. If I did not want this job to slip again, the way I had lost many opportunities. So I engaged as I was inspired. Eventually, I got an employment letter after 12 years of stagnation. Praise the Lord. The testifier is Alabipi. Number two, divine favor. I encountered God's word from God's servant on how you can provoke favor through kingdom stewardship. And I determined in my heart to engage. And ever since, I've been engaging wholeheartedly on the altar of prayer, soul-winning endeavors, paying 13,500 naira per week to transport souls to church, and also sowing seeds towards the transportation of my zone, not knowing that the God of my father, Bishop Oyedepo, was recording. Before now, I've been working with my sister in a market, and living with her in a room and parlor face me, I face you, with four kids and a husband. But I was strong in faith that God would visit me, and suddenly, the God of my father, Bishop Oyedepo, showed up, compassing me with his favor. I, that was managing with my sister in a shop, was catapulted into a facility that is six times my sister's shop to start up my own business. That can be bigger for Jesus. Amen. As if that was not enough, me that was living with my sister in a room and parlor, now somersaulted into a three-bedroom flat, fully detached and fully furnished. I have come to return all the glory to the God of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, for his favor. Truly, encounters are real, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 works. Testifies Solomon Adekola. Can you rise on your feet and together to the glory of God for this glorious testimony?
Lift your voice and give thanks to God one more time. From the depth of your heart, give Him glory. Give honor and adoration unto the Lord. Celebrate Him. He's worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high as you are giving quality thanks unto God this morning. Those testimonies are His doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him thanks. Let's give Him praise as you are thanking Him for the blessing in the life of others. You are securing your own. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Quality thanks. Don't mutter your words. Give thanks in clear terms this morning. 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 Lift your voice and give Him glory. Give honor and give adoration. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Our Father, we have come today to say that we are grateful. We have come to say that we are thankful. We have come to glorify your holy name for this mighty deed in our midst. Lord, we glorify you. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all adoration. Now thank him for the answers to your prayers, your intercessions and supplications, being fully assured that he has heard you and answered you out of his holy hill. Give him the glory and honor. Celebrate him and give him praise. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, I've come this morning particularly to hear from you. I've come this morning to hear directly from you. Speak to me today by your word. Let your word change me and let it transform me. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your faithfulness and goodness. Thank you for the testimonies that we have heard. These are clearly your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. We say we are grateful. And Lord, we thank you for the answers you have given to our prayers. Accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And this morning we ask that you will speak directly to us and let your word transform each one of us today. We give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. It is my year of breaking limits. All right. We have been looking all through this week at this line of exhortations, running with the prize in view. And it's important that we remind ourselves yet again this morning that life in the kingdom is a race. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. It says, seeing that we have such a great cloud of witnesses, he said, let us lay aside every weight and run the race that is set before us. Life in the kingdom is a race. It's also important for us to be reminded that every kingdom agenda or assignment is a race. This is why Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, he said, this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching unto the things that are ahead. He said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That connotes that there are many things that had passed, but there are certain things that were ahead. Every kingdom agenda is a race. Operation 10 for Christ 2020 is a race. And it is our approach to the race that determines the outcome of the race. Beyond that, it's important to note that every kingdom agenda is not only a race, but a race with a prize. A race with a prize. There is a prize available for the race. He said, I press towards the mark to finish the race for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So there is a prize attached to the race. The Bible makes us to understand, however, that in every race, everyone runs, but one receives the prize. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Everyone runs in the race, but one receives the prize. So not every race runner ends up a prize winner. It is our disposition, our approach, and our results that determine the prize that we're able to secure. There are many who run in races, but in those races, they go as participators. I remember a number of years ago, I met someone who told me she was going to run a marathon race. And I said, wonderful. What are you planning on getting as a position in the race? He said, oh, Pastor, I'm not worried about the position. I only want to finish the race. I'm not planning on taking any position. All I'm planning on doing is finishing the race. There are many people who approach the kingdom task that way. They are not planning on taking any position because the position is what determines the prize in. But they are simply satisfied with participation in the race. But it's important to note that participation does not secure glorification.
It is our ultimate results that determine the glory that you and I are able to take hold of in any kingdom race. No wonder the scripture tells us, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. To do what? To give to every man according as his work shall be. I come quickly. My reward is with me. And I'm carrying the reward to give to every man according as his own work shall be. So our work determines our worth. Our work in the kingdom agenda, our work in the kingdom task is what ultimately determines our worth. If you cannot position yourself appropriately, you cannot take delivery of that which God has in store for us. Let's recognize that there is a prize to the race. Say with me, there is a prize to the race. So what we are simply talking about all through this week is how to run the race with the prize in view. How to position ourselves in order not just to be race runners, but to be prize winners. And I pray that for each one of us, we shall emerge in this race as prize winners. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now, two vital perspectives that will help us to secure the prize in this race is, one, you must realize that God only rewards results obtained, not efforts made. God only rewards results obtained, not efforts made. You cannot celebrate the effort. What you do is to press to the result. In John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, the Bible puts it this way to us. It says there that I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. He said, but every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. And verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. He says, so shall ye be my disciples. In other words, if you are going to actually, glorify the Father, if you are going to honor the Father, it will be by bearing fruit. And the Bible makes it very clear to us in the book of Proverbs 14 and verse 28. How is this bearing fruit and so forth? What is the impact, the effect, the connection with the Father? It says, in the multitude of the people is the king's honor. When you gather the multitudes to God, when you bring the souls of men to God, when you connect a hopeless man to the God of hope, the scripture tells us there, it says that we are honoring him. And what does he say happens? In 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, he said, he that honors me, I will honor. He said, but he that lightly esteems me, he said, he that despises me, I will lightly esteem. He that honors me, the one that connects men to me, the one that brings souls to me, he said, I will honor him. I will honor him. So the honor of the Father rests upon the life of those who are connecting men to him. And you see, the truth is this. When God's honor rests upon the life of an individual, that individual cannot be dishonored. You are supernaturally positioned. There are people who are going all around the world today trying to secure honor from men. But there is nowhere to get honor than the one that comes from God. The Bible says, ye are they which seek honor one from another. John 5, 44, he said, but you seek not the honor that cometh from God only. There is one that only God can give. And when that honor comes from God, you cannot be displaced or dishonored. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You look at the testimonies that we read this morning, or we heard this morning, and how that, you know, these two individuals, you find how kingdom advancement pushed them to the place of honor. Somebody said for 12 solid years, career could not get job. Business will not work. 12 years of frustration, but began to engage in obedience in advancing the kingdom of God. And then suddenly, God opened the eye to say, look, engage vengeance prayer, dislodge the enemy. And 12 years of stagnation turned to a testimony. You see, advancing the kingdom of God pushes your destiny forward. You cannot honor God and lack honor from God. The other one said that he was sharing a shop and sharing a one-bedroom with in Face Me, I Face You with the sister, and has been like that in that position. But then as he began to engage, suddenly God turned the story around. You know what it means to be in a position where you don't have a house, but yet you are spending $13,500 to move souls every week. And then before you know it, God changed the story. He said, I got a shop that is six times the one I was sharing with my sister. I went into a three-bedroom house fully detached. That's bungalow. Fully detached to settle down on my own. He was sharing with his sister, husband, children. But now, only one person, three rooms. That is sleeping this one Monday, Tuesday, enter the next one, Wednesday, enter the next one, then start again on Thursday. Just by advancing the kingdom of God, that's what happens. You honor him, he honors you in return. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. You believe it, say louder, amen. I say you believe it, say louder, amen. Secondly, we must understand that only reapers are entitled to winning the prize. Only reapers. Only reapers. John 4:36, the Bible makes clear to us there. It says, he that reapeth receiveth wages. Who receives the wages? He that reapeth. So if you are going to end as a prize winner, you must be a soul reaper. Only reapers are entitled to winning the prize. You don't get the prize by watching. You don't get the prize by participating. You get the prize by reaping. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, the Bible says there, it said, those that are wise, they will shine as the firmament. It said, and they that turn many to righteousness, not that attend, but they turn them to righteousness, they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. They will keep shining as they keep turning. So our commitment to seeing souls won, seeing them reaped into the kingdom of God, is what ultimately determines our access to the prize. I see each one here emerging as a prize winner in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what are the returns of spiritual stewardship? When I engage in serving God, what are the returns? Number one is divine protection. Divine protection. Luke chapter 10 and verse 17 to 19, the 70 returned with joy. And they said, even devils were subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, he said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. They were on the go and they were empowered against every assault. You see, when you engage in spiritual stewardship, you are defended ultimately by God. The Bible makes us understand in the book of Job 1 verse 8 and 9, it said, this is Satan's testimony. He said that, have you not surrounded Job with an edge of defense that cannot be penetrated? You see, Satan could tell that Job was heavily defended. And when God defends a man, that man is untouchable by the enemy. Untouchable. He cannot be assaulted. He's protected and defended beyond any man's imagination. Shout hallelujah. I tell people all the time that, you see, when a man wants to protect himself, he builds a house, he puts a fence. When God wants to defend a man, he puts fire around the man. That man is surrounded by fire. What is the fire? The fire is not just a fire, but it is God himself. The Bible calls him the consuming fire. In other words, anyone that crosses over is consumed. He's defended by God. That's what happens when you serve God. When you engage in kingdom stewardship, you are defended by God. I see that defense of God answering for you in the name of Jesus. Number two is supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. It says in the book of Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15, it said, thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her is come. It said, yeah, that set time is come. It said, because thy servants take pleasure in the stones of Zion, and they favor the very doors thereof. It said, therefore, as a result of that, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. You decide to ensure that you favor the cause of God, and then you enjoy the favor of God in return. I see the favor of God decorating every department of your life in this season. Yeah.
Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. And when favor comes from God, you start advancing in what people look at as an unfair rate. Favor is not fair. When it lands on the life of a man, it is as if that is the only person they are seeing. Everybody else seems not to come. They just keep looking. When they think of a position, it is that person they think about. When they think of honor, it's that person they think about. They think of promotion, it's that person they think about. Favor makes a man or woman to be remembered for good all the time. All the time. By reason of favor, I see somebody experiencing supernatural change of level. You believe it, say louder, amen. I say you believe it, say louder, amen. So our stewardship procures for us divine favor. That's why we need grace. We need grace not just to be race runners, but prize winners. We are going to take that grace from God this morning. Lord, I don't just want to be a race runner. Help me to be a prize winner. Rise on your feet this morning and lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Lord, I don't want to just be a race runner. Give me grace to be a prize winner. I must emerge as a prize winner in this race. I must emerge as a prize winner in this race. I must emerge as a prize winner in this race. Are you praying that prayer? Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray from the depth of your heart. Make sure God is hearing your voice. Make sure God is hearing your voice. I must emerge. I must emerge. I must emerge as a prize winner. As a prize winner in this race. I must emerge as a prize winner. I don't want to just be a race runner. I must emerge as a prize winner in this race. In the name of Jesus Christ, I must emerge as a prize winner in this race. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I will not fall short. Give me the grace to emerge as a prize winner. Thank you, Jesus, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have asked of the Lord this morning, that grace will start speaking in your life. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. We have the flyers which were blessed yesterday. Every one of these are going as sharp sickles of harvest. As they go forth, the souls of men are being turned into the kingdom in their droves in the name of Jesus. Also, the tracts are there. You take what you require to advertise Jesus, and he will honor you in return in Jesus' name. Don't forget, this week, we are going after all of the weary winners, all of the challenged brethren, telling them to come. Jesus is said to visit them in a peculiar way this Sunday. Make sure that you go after them deliberately. That is without prejudice to our pursuit of all of the lost and pursuit of new converts. We are also going after all of those that are challenged in one way or the other, and Jesus will give them a return package in the name of the Lord Jesus. Speak to the day right now. You decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to the day right now. This day is declared blessed. It's a day of testimonies, a day of open doors, a day of advancement, a day of productivity, a day of revelation, a day of results. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.